Yeah, what up world? It's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can I play it play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up for my trilogy, huh? I'll let your boy, one love, Pretty Tony, and I'm out.
Hey Diddy, you still with us? I think you faded on us for a minute. Yeah, I'm right here, dog. You know, I'm riding along, listening to what you're saying, and I know you're saying everything is proper, so I was just being quiet for a minute. But I'm ready to kick up the conversation and create some controversy, you know, like K. Diddy do.
And that is true, because last week we got some feedback. You ruffled a couple feathers with the ladies who thought you were a bit harsh, you know, not feeling their point of view pertaining to the struggle that they go through dealing with us fellas. So, you know, your fan base has grown. Hold on. I think we got somebody up here who wants to chime in a moment. You know, let's let them in. Hold on. Yeah, 267 area code, you're on live with us. Welcome to the show. You want to start it off, add something? What are you talking about? 267.
Come on.
Okay, that's all right. You can listen then. You know, if you change your mind, you're more than welcome to jump
in. I thought I heard her say something, Tony.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Yeah, my retarded iPhone 4. I made a mistake and pressed the mute button. Anyway, I wanted to add something, I guess, to the topic of the show and why, you know, I believe people get things and they screw it up. So it says here something good comes along and they screw it up. Well, I'm a product of that. Something good, or in my opinion, something good came along and I was lazy and I'm suffering the consequences for it. And I just wish I had did what that person said, and I probably would have still been with them to this day.
Wow, that was powerful, just what you said right there, just in the fact that you recognize, you know, your shortcomings or whatever, and that's growth, you know what I mean? That's growth.
I got to ask a question, though. In saying that you were lazy, what is it you think you have learned between then and now that you would have done differently when something good comes along?
Well, first of all, you ever heard of the saying that your mama say, or somebody, you know, that's a little older than you, that's wiser, say, you know what, if somebody else won't do it, another person will?
Yeah,
that came into play.
Wow, raw honesty. You done caught me completely off guard.
She didn't catch me off guard. I saw it. I heard it. I felt the lady. That's why I said that was powerful what she said, because a lot of people can't be true to themselves to even admit where they were slacking. And because she saw that, the next time somebody presents themselves like that, I'm sure she's going to rise to the occasion, without a doubt.
Okay. Well, thank you for chiming in. Glad you're listening with us. Keep rolling along. If you want to add anything further down the line, just hit us back up at the number one. Wow, that young man, show off right. She came in at raw honesty. She recognized, like K. Diddy said, where she messed up at. And why is it hard? Why is it so hard when something good comes over and you're like, wow, this is actually a good person? Why is it so easy for us to push them away? Game. Why can't we accept goodness anymore? Goodness is bent out of shape. It's represented, toyed with, and not appreciated as much, even for fellas. You know what I mean? Your boy Pretty Tony, my stripes are well-earned. The name came well-earned, so I can say things like this. It seems that nowadays, brothers, especially younger brothers, have an issue with being called a good dude. You have an issue with being good to your woman, significant other, or the mother of your child, if they are deserving, because I always tack that on. Sometimes you get into relationships and somebody's not deserving of what we're giving out. Dudes these days, it's like we have an issue with being called a good dude. Everybody wants to be a player and all that. Everybody ain't cut out for that. Then you end up messing something good and decent up, then and years of getting it, and then you use stupid lines like, you know, whatever, man, she wasn't all that, no how. No. Give the person their props if they've earned it.
I think the problem becomes, Tony, people just don't know how to recognize what's good because they've been following stereotypes for so long, and that's why they don't recognize until hindsight kicks in.
And sometimes even with hindsight, they still don't get it.
Well, for those, it's just kind of like, you know what, you know, if they get enough life lessons, maybe they'll get it. You know, some people never get it, so what can you say?
Well, that's what we're talking about, and that's what we're putting out into the atmosphere today. That's what, you know, there are enough shows about negativity on right now. Today we're trying to present something positive. We're trying to say, if you have somebody who's walking the walk, talking the talk, and doing right by you, why is it so hard to appreciate them? Why is it so hard to reach out to somebody who's doing what they're supposed to do and be right? Why is it we got so many people in our peers and our family life adding their 2 cents while their household is in order? I'm going to tell you something for my listeners out there. Anybody giving you advice about relationship, ask them to look at their relationship first. Ask them to examine their household. Okay, let me come check out what you got working with before you come over here talking. Because when you're building something good, whether it's a business, a friendship, a family, anytime you're building something good, you'd be surprised how many haters are really close to you and trying to be in your ear, and you over here trying to do something good. Now, last week, the ladies was riding by how they was good to the man and why the man can't be right and all that stuff, and we listened to all that. We really did, and there is some truth to it. What you laughing about, K. Diddy? What you laughing about?
Yeah, well, it is an element of truth to it, but, you know, I think it's the other way around, you know me.
Well, now, speak yourself. Last week you wasn't biting your tongue. Start it off. What is it that you feel in your heart is going on?
No, I just think that because of everything that's going on out there in the world, you know, the woman's voice is being heard a little louder than the men in society, and they're utilizing every bit of it.
Okay. So you're saying all the brothers ain't out here ain't wrong?
No, they're not wrong, but they've been pictured as being wrong, so it's real easy to make us the scapegoat. But like I said early on, you know, women been starting stuff since Adam and Eve, so that ain't nothing new.
Okay. That's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. I know y'all gonna jump on KDD when we come back on the other side. But I ain't saying nothing. Thank you for tuning in to Can a Player Play. You know what I mean? I always want to make sure I shout out the sponsors of the show. Can a Player Play is brought to you every Sunday by the group. So www.worldmovement.com. Check out the music. Check out everything that they got on over there. The good folks at www.worldmovement.com. Stick and stay. Don't go nowhere, y'all. Why can't we be good to each other?
See ya.
Money just changed everything. I wonder how life without it would go. From the concrete, who knew that a flower would grow? Looking down from the top and it's crowded below. My 15 minutes started an hour ago. Truth over fame, you know I respect the blatant shit. When I hear him talking, I just don't know what to make of it. Hate is so familiar to me, I'm slowly embracing it. Doesn't come natural, bear with me, it could take a bit. Yeah. My dreams are who I'm racing with, but you can see I'm pacing it, so that I'm always chasing it. Wayne put me right here, that's who I get the paper with. I hope that my success never alters our relationship. Yeah, this life is something I would die for. October's on, but it's looking like July 4. I just wish they let you try it first. This time I'm really going off. Fireworks.
Today it begins.
Give it up for me. Look at how I'm placing all my napkins in my cutlery. I could tell it wasn't love, I just thought you fuck with me. Who could have predicted lucky strike would have you stuck with me? Damn, I kept my wits about me luckily. What happened between us that night? It always seemed to trouble me. Now all of a sudden these gossip rags wanna cover me, and you making it seem like it happened that way because of me. But I was curious, and I never forget it, baby. What an experience. You could have been the one, but it wasn't that serious. There was smoke in the air before, that was me clearing it. That felt good. All in all, I learned a lesson from it, though. You never see it coming, you just get to see it go. Yeah, I should have looked up in the sky at first. Now I can see it in her eyes. Fireworks.
Oh, today it begins. I've missed them before, but won't miss them again. Keep having the same dream, and I think that I just realized what it means.
All I see is by your word, all I see is by your word. Every night is by your word, every night is by your word. All I see is by your word.
Everything the same, but it feels different. My dad called me up knowing that I still listen, and he still got his foot out, guilt tripping. It's been years though, I just learned to deal with it, for real. Me and my realtor, we built up a better rapport. Got my mother in a place with some better decor. She searched the entire city, I let her explore. And now she's saying she more lonely than ever before. How many of our parents' marriages lasted? I was only 5, I bet I barely reacted. I'm flying back home for the Heritage Classic. Searching for that feeling, tell me where's the magic? Let's stay together till we're ghosts. I wanna witness love, I never seen it close. Yeah, but I guess I gotta find it first. That's why I'm really going off. Fireworks.
Oh, today it begins. I've missed them before, but won't miss them again. I keep having the same dream, and I think that I just realized what it.
Welcome back to the show. Can a player play in the building? The usual suspects, your boy Pretty Tone, along with Kate Zizzler. Riding every Sunday like we do, discussing life, love, politics, everything in between, you know. That's what we do every Sunday, you know. Today we're talking about why can't we be good to each other. I thought that Drake song was very appropriate about fireworks because he had a line in there that I like. He says, too many of us never participate in a good thing, but we all bear witness when it leaves us. Why is this so? Why is this so? Have you given goodness and gotten nothing in return? Press the number 1-646-929-2870. Call in. Talk to us. Let us know something good. What do you think is required of you in order to maintain a good, decent relationship? It hasn't got to be the most romantic relationship in the world.
I think everybody's walking around with a force field.
You always say that, brother. You always say that.
Everybody got their invisible force field up, so can't nothing get in, can't nothing get out.
And that is definitely what's causing an issue, a great issue, I feel, in today's relationships. We're too busy engaging in finding ways, like the lady said last week, and I want to make sure I quote her correctly, we on the raft together and we too busy poking holes in the raft rather than to help the raft stay afloat. We're looking for a reason to jump ship. You know, in the book Playology I wrote, it's called The Grass is Greener Syndrome. Constantly looking over the neighbor's fence. Not only is it that way in love, it's that way in life. The neighbor got a new caddy because you have an older caddy, you feel funny. Why? That caddy's still working fine. You know, why are we constantly looking over the fence? Thinking.
That crab in the barrel mentality, is that what you're talking about?
Not improve what we have if it's worth having it. Did we at least make enough of an effort to attempt to improve what we have? Or did we run into a crash course relationship and jumped in too fast, too quick? Then when you're halfway into it, you realize this is some BS. That's why they say love takes time. Now, when I was younger running my Mac game, I didn't want to hear that because, you know, the type of love what I was looking for is, yeah, you know, let's get it on. But anyway, love does take time. I can't meet you Monday and love you Friday. I need to get to know you because if you met me Monday, I guarantee you by Friday you don't even know my last name, let alone where I live. But that's just me. I'm on the paranoid side. But hold on. I think this young lady wants to jump back in again. 267, you're on again with us.
Thank you. I was smiling because, not because I'm happy or not because I feel good, because I was actually mad. Like, I'm actually, like, fuming right now because what you just said back there, it's funny because it's true. It's true. It's really true. A lot of people, they superficially fall in love with the surface. They're not in love with this person until they really get to know them. And honestly, it takes about 2 to 4 years to actually really get to know somebody and know exactly almost all their secrets and their true, like, blossom personality. Now, with this being said, a little something happened to me about 8 years ago where it was a Caucasian man, white male, very charming, very attractive. He's a smooth talker. He had the game on lock. Swag was nice. So he had a lot of flock of dark-skinned African-American women who believed that he was some sort of god or prince charming, blah, blah, blah. And he wound up turning around and marrying some Hindu, and now they got a baby, and all of a sudden he only knew her for, like, 3 months. And he called me one day, and he was like, all over. And I'm like, okay, you only knew her for 3 months. How do you love her? And he couldn't give me a detailed reason of how he fell in love with her. He just met her at the strip club. He met her. She was a stripper, and now he loves her. He brought her home.
I'm in love with a stripper.
She pops, and she locks, and she rolls.
Oh, my God. Go ahead.
I don't know. I just let it out of the curse.
It's okay. Just finish saying your thing, Ma. Finish saying your thing.
He falls in love with this girl, and all his buddies talk about, yeah, home run, you got your trophy wife, you live in the American dream, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, and all the people that hated me being with him, they came back and they were telling me all types of things, like, yeah, he met this stripper girl, probably just to see my reaction or get a reaction out of me because they wanted a chance with me, and I wasn't giving them no chance because they was all bummy-ass dudes. They was bummy. So anyway, this is the same guy I called in about also earlier. So anyway, he met this girl, and he also got this inflated ego about his personality and his looks, thinking, you know, he the hottest thing on the planet, think he looked good, think he could have any female he want. He chose this Hindu girl. She's light-skinned, pretty hair, banging features, all on top surface, banging by media standards. But it only took you 3 months to say you love her, and 4 years. He's been locked up for 5 years. Mind you, he didn't even spend time with her. He was in jail for 5 years. He gets out. A year later, they got a baby. So my question is, can somebody actually really love somebody first sight? Can they actually really love somebody without really getting to know them within a 2 to 4 year period and come to find out that they're locked into a relationship now that she got a baby and they're forced to either stay in a relationship? Because this is the kind of guy that if there's a baby, he's not leaving the baby mom if he wants to take care of his baby. So now he's pretty much stuck in a relationship with a girl that he honestly really don't know, that he said he loved 3 months before he went to jail for the last 4 to 5 years. So does he really...
Is this a rich stripper girl, or is this a stripper girl that's working her way through college?
She ain't even in college. From what I hear, she got 2 kids from a previous marriage. She's not rich. They live in Upper Darby, Delaware County, Memorial, Pennsylvania. You know where that is, right? Philadelphia. So she's not rich. It's just a stripper. It's just a hot-looking girl. You ever see them girls on YouTube that be popping their booties with thongs on, just bouncing around, exotic girls? Basically,
oh, yeah.
One of those. Yeah, she's not rich. She's not in college. She doesn't have anything going for herself intellectually like I do. Yeah, we all got to work hard for something we want, right? But anyway, she pretty much just trying to feed her 2 little Mexican-looking like kids. And he picked her up in a strip club, and he think he could do something to help her. And before he met her, he was a whole gang-banging thug himself, sitting in my brother's basement, rapping, smoking weed, whoring, sleeping with dozens and dozens of females, capping them up, getting them pretty much to just flock to him. So, I mean, so what's the connection here? What's the connection here between men and...
But hold on, Ma. Slow your roll for like 1 minute, because we're going to get into this because you just made the show a whole lot better. I got to tell you, girl. You came out of left field. First of all, K. Diddy is a man above reproach. He has no personal knowledge of strippers or anything of that lifestyle. So anything that he says, he's only going to be hypothetical. He's only going to be hypothetical with, right, K. Diddy?
I'm still trying to figure out what I can say to them that they ain't never heard before.
And your boy, let's just say I've had a very interesting life. Let's go back to the first question. Can somebody meet somebody? There are
substantial arguments that people do fall in love at first sight. I'll help PT out with this one. And the second thing, sound like your boy just got pussy whooped straight up. That's all that is.
Thank you. Because I called him a bitch boy, and he denounced it. He's a bitch boy. Anyway, moving on.
Well, she just might have had that elusive snapping thing. I beg to disagree.
She's all right. I looked at her. She looked like a pug, an Indian pug.
Hold on. Don't go nowhere, Mom. We got somebody else. Let's see what else we got going on here. 702, you're on live with us. You wanted to jump in and talk about love at first sight, why we can't be good to each other. What is it you want to talk about?
Why is it that men and women can't be good to each other? But I do have a question because there was a comment made last week about women knowing their role. Yes, God made Adam first and then made Eve. And we're supposed to be standing by each other's side, but that's not happening. So what is a female's role?
That's Pastor's comment on last week's show, ma'am.
Because I didn't get a chance to ask the question last week. So
do you remember
what
who
is
said
a
it? Do you remember who said it, that women need to know their role?
I can't remember if it was the caller or if it was your co-host.
I'm going to say Kate Diddy because I like putting them in hot water.
Boy, you just ain't no good.
So, Kate Diddy, go ahead. These young ladies want to know what exactly a woman's role is to be. Since, you know, last week you just put it out there about they need to know their role.
I think everybody needs to know their role. I'm not trying to step in.
You specifically said a woman needs to know her role. I want to know what role that is.
Being supportive to her significant other in every sense of the word.
And hold on. Ladies, go ahead. No, don't pay me no mind. Go right ahead, ladies.
And if she is everything, she is supportive. She's there by
mm-hmm.
his side. She's taking his crap. And working at the same time, Shouldn't he be doing something?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you heard me correctly, I said everybody needs to play their position,
no.
not just the female.
Because
I always said that, you know, a lot of these men have forgot how to be men, and woman, accordingly, has forgot how to be women. That's why there's all the confusion we have out there. Nobody want to listen to each other.
Oh, I didn't forget my role of how to be a woman. I am a mother, a woman, a friend, a lover, somebody you can lean on. I am all of that and above.
And that's fantastic. And it might have just been a case where you got with a guy that didn't deserve you. I'm not disputing you. You sound like you all that in a bag of chips. You just may have chose the wrong partner, that like a lot of people do.
Yeah, and that's
wrong. Going back to homegirl from the East Coast, as she was, you know, I'm not cutting you off, young lady, because we ain't forgot you. Going back to our East Coast family who was talking about the dude, that may be also an instance of what she's talking about, because on one hand, she was like, dude was all that. When she first called and she flipped the script and she was laying it out there that, you know, he had some issues. Now, this ties into what you're asking, young lady. Now, you say you did all the things you were supposed to do as a woman, and what happened? Did you get a good result or a bad result?
No, because men are dogs. They need to be in the bathroom.
Now see, that was one of the blatant statements
then Adam should have been standing next to Eve when she was over there eating that damn fruit. But because Adam was and he was too busy playing with himself, and that's why women are screwed up today. It's a new day and age. Women are taking over.
Hold on.
Ooh-wee.
Don't go nowhere, because the show just done got really good. This switchboard just lit up. Hold on.
She's starting a whole bunch of crap.
510, you're on live. Welcome to the show. Is there something you would like to add to this equation?
Well, I would agree and disagree with the lady in Las Vegas. I think that some men are dogs. I don't think that all of them are dogs.
Go ahead.
I've been in good relationships. I've been in more bad relationships than good relationships, and I know that in my last relationship, I did everything that I possibly could as a woman to be supportive, and I know that he was just the wrong person for me, you know. But stepping out of the box, it took me to get away to realize that. And I feel that all of the love that I gave out so abundantly so, it came back to me through the universe. And, you know, I now have a relationship that I don't have to worry about getting my ass whooped, getting, you know, worried about, oh, where am I at? Okay, I got to call and check in. Everything is so different now. So I think that true love does exist. I don't think that time matters. I don't think that it takes 2 years to get to know a person. I think that you just have to be open and honest. Open and honesty is the main thing.
I agree with that one. Hey, she sound like a true fan of Kate Dizzle, the Elixir of Love.
Hold on. We going to get this party cranking. 702, are you still on with us?
Yes.
Wow, we've got a twosome going on there. Okay.
Yes, there's a twosome over here, and we're excited about it. But anyway,
okay.
I love the thing.
I need to ask you, ladies, because this is case-specific to you, ladies, as you were speaking, because your impression is all men are dogs. Is it that you are attracted to dogs and need to open the scope of what you're attracted to in order for you to find what it is that you think you're seeking?
No, I am attracted to country thugs. That's what it is.
Hold on. You already got the answer to your question there, don't you, young lady? You just summed it all up in a nutshell.
Didn't say the word niggas. I said men. That's white men, black men, Asian men, every race. All men are dogs. I can only think of two men that are not dogs.
Okay.
And speaking with one of them.
Hold on. Oh, it's getting good on here. So I'm coming right back at you again. Now, twosome, I want to talk to the twosome. Don't go nowhere. I'm coming right back to y'all over there.
We right here. We right here.
Now,
I can't agree with my friend here. All men are not dogs, just majority.
Oh, okay. So you're backing away from that comment is what you're saying.
Say that again?
You're backing away from that comment is what you're saying. You don't agree with that, or you agree?
To the other friend. No, it's the other friend.
Okay, all right, all right. Now, ladies, since I have, so many of y'all, I'm going to start from, I'm going to go back to the young lady on 267. 267, you feeling with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you, thank you, thank you for having me. I wanted to comment since the one lady had came in.
Yes.
So since you put me back on the air, and she already answered both of our questions, mine, hers, and the young gentleman who basically asked the question, I want to move on to this. I want to say this, though. The lady mentioned she's the perfect wife, and you know what? She is the perfect wife. The bad part about that is she's a pushover. She needs to change the game. If she want to attract a man, a good man, no, seriously, if she want to attract a good man and keep him, she got to turn into a whole bitch. She got to be a bitch. Men love bitches. And if you ain't a bitch, you a whole run over, then you're going to keep being like this for the rest of your life. Get bitchy with him. It attracts him. Trust me, I never had a problem with a man since I turned into a bitch.
What? Nah, hold up. Hold up. You just then took this over into a whole other avenue now. So
yes.
267, let me and you have a conversation. So you figure in order for us to be good to each other, a female just got to be a straight-up bitch to a Negro, and he'll appreciate her more is what you're saying.
You know what I'm going to say about that? I'm not saying she should treat him like shit. I'm just saying she should be a bitch because you know what? Bitches don't have to beg, plead, or be the victim. They're not the victim. Matter of fact, they all victimizing, and dudes kind of like it. They like it. They like a strong woman who can stand up for herself, okay, has a backbone, and not going to sit up here and whimper and waste all their fucking time on, my butler's back. He don't love me no more.
Oh, my God.
Like, are you serious?
Now, hold on. I got to ask you a question because some of that comment makes you sound angry and bitter. Seriously. Did you hear what you just said?
She says she's not a drama queen. I can go with that.
Okay, Diddy, shut up. You got it. And you might be just her type over there shining for what she's saying, and I'm not knocking her for
this. This is what happens to nice guys. This is what happens to nice guys. Nice guys do the same thing, but they don't know it. They're a whimper. That's all they do is bitch and moan. If they get to be the bad boys, get all the attention because they the bitch. They don't give a fuck. They will walk straight all over a girl, and girls love it.
But if we were all, but first of all, you know, since I wrote the book kind of on that whole theory right there, because there is some truth to that, but I took it from a different perspective. If you're going to be a player, play. I do not encourage people to be in long-term committed relationships trying to play the games. I'm for females getting their play on. I'm for men getting their play on. But you present yourself as a player. And fellas, when you check the archives out on some real ish, if you don't know the rules of the game, get the book Playerology. It's real simple, or Player Step Your Game Up. It's real simple. If you're going to be a player, play.
Yeah.
Anybody can knock you for being a player, but you present yourself for who and what you are, baby. This is how I do. This is how I get down. You have the choice to roll or keep it moving. And if you do, it was a pleasure to meet you. But most people don't have that swagger. Now, coming back to the conversation at hand, if all of us were to buy into what you just said, I don't see there being relationships because at some point, now that may work for some men because there's some brothers out there who ain't having it. And just like there's some sisters who don't want no women, she wants a man that she can conversate with. You know, of course, I respect strong women. I do. I cannot stand women who are not strong. So I raised my kids to be strong. And women who have come through my camp have been taught to be strong, independent, thinking women. You feel me? But at the same time, we can't all be bitches to each other because what kind of harmonious relationship can we have if we're bitches to each other?
If
you're lucky, you pretty, and being a bitch will benefit you. I'm going to say this. Like I said before, if I said this before, remember superficiality is what happens when dudes dog women. That's why she on the line. Now,
don't go nowhere. We got somebody else trying to jump in on this. Area code 785, you want to jump in on this? 785 area code, welcome to the show. You wanted to add something?
Yeah, man.
Well, represent, brother. I hear you. Go ahead and represent.
All right, nigga. Well, she motherfucker, my bitch. My bitch, you know what I'm saying, man? She bitch. Somebody got smack up, but that don't work. What do you do? Smack a bitch, smack a bitch, smack a bitch, but that don't work. I'm not putting my around over there.
So that's your philosophy. Your theory on everything is just smack them up.
Yeah, smack them up, motherfucker. But you know what I'm saying? That don't work. That don't work. They still bitch and bitch and bitch. Need some like bitch or something or some motherfucker up in there.
Don't go nowhere, my brother, because there might be some truth. I don't know if there's some truth to what you're saying. So, hold on. Don't go nowhere. I ain't knocking you for your opinion. That's what my man said. My man said, keep them in line. You got to smack them in like 9 times. Right, brother?
Oh, yeah, man.
All right. Hold that thought.
You going to jail, Tony. You going to jail.
I love it. We are off the chain. So everybody just joining us, welcome to Can a Player Play. We've had so many theories being tossed around today. A young man just called in and say, you want to keep your woman in line, you got to smack them like 9 times. We have another young lady called in and said, you know what I mean, the universe has blessed her. She's been through some bad relationships, but she's finally found one. We have two young ladies over here that basically say all brothers is dogs, and they don't understand why we dogs. And then we got our East Coast family saying, you know what, let's treat all brothers like bitches, and life would be much better. Did I misrepresent everybody? I represented everybody, right?
No.
Ladies, are you there?
Yes.
I'm here, but you misrepresenting me. You missed Yeah, you missed that. You missed that. I was just giving her solution to her country bumpkin problem.
This is good. So hold on. I'm 267. You there. I like you. You just state your mind. Now, that was a case specific. You were that directing that at the lady who loved the country thugs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about the other young lady who said that the universe has finally been kind to her and she found somebody decent? Should she be a bitch to him too?
Not really. She got a mechanism that's working for her. She all good then.
Okay. So I like you. You see it. K. Diddy, I hear you over there snickering and laughing. You always encouraging chaos. You know? Y'all is over there encouraging chaos. First of all, I want to do the public service announcement. We here at Kenneth Player Play do not condone domestic violence in any way, shape, or form. So I just want to put that out there. We do not condone domestic violence in any way, shape, or form. But based on the rights of this country, that young man is entitled to believe that to keep him in line, you got to smack him like 9 times.
I don't know. You didn't say that to that young lady talking about treating the dude like bitches. At some
because
point, she's gonna have to smack him up.
Violent. No, I would never smack him up. I would just put a little arsenic in his oatmeal.
Public service announcement. Y'all going to jail. Y'all numbers going to be 9, 4, 6, 8, number B. Y'all
going
to jail.
Hey, Diddy, can I please do my first announcement?
Go ahead.
We, the good people of Can a Player Play, do not condone the poisoning of our significant others, arsenic, rations, and anything of that nature. We do not condone domestic violence, poisoning, stabbing, shootings.
Smothering them in their sleep.
We do not condone any of this. Why is it so funny to you women on the line?
Because they writing that shit down, that's why. Because they writing it down, because they ain't thought of it, they thinking of it now, that's
why. This on my fences list.
I'm calling Pitbull with 785.
Hold on. Let me put it back on. My brother on 785. These young ladies want to holler at you. You there, my brother?
Yeah, man.
Y'all got something y'all want to say to him? My man said he got to smack y'all up to keep y'all in line.
Happy Valentine's Day, baby. I got what you need. Come over here.
She got what he needs. Now, it just sounds like he's never been with a woman that ever fought back and smacked the crap out of him back.
Okay, he's going to play grit bowl. That's what it is. He need to get hit.
He must be yes. with some very weak or weak-minded women.
No.
He just wants love like everybody else. He hurt y'all. Y'all gotta let him vent. He emotionally hurt. Somebody hurt him just like they hurt us.
Everybody is emotionally hurt.
He's hurt. He's fighting. He's trying to lash out at women, so somebody must have did something to him.
Then he needs to lash out.
Pray for him.
Well, hold on. Let me let him speak for himself. My brother, 785. These ladies want to know if somebody hurts your heart, that's why you think you got to smack women up, my brother. Or you just think that's
just
the way it is.
No, they just dismount me, so I smack shit out of them. Go buy brown on my ass.
Say that again, my brother.
I got to go buy brown on their ass, man. They dissing me.
Well, that's why I gave you. The floor is now yours, my brother. That's why I put them on mute. I want you to make your point as to why you think brothers got to handle their business in that way. That's your point of view. You're entitled to it. We ain't knocking you. Is that how you think we can bring some happiness to these homes, is to just keep them slapped around and keep them in their place, brother?
Yeah.
That's it. You ain't got nothing else you want to add. The floor is yours, man.
Nah, man. I'm cool.
Okay, you cool? All right. Well, don't go nowhere. I'm going to get back to the ladies. One at a time. We're going to start off with 267. I'm back with you because you got some issues you really need to work on, child.
And he's the perfect guy to work them out on. Get me connected with his number. Perfect.
Look,
they can't charge me twice for the same crime.
That's double jeopardy. You are a smart one, aren't you?
she's a sharpie, boy. Look, you can tell she's been to this rodeo before.
Oh man! Now I gotta ask you a question, cause I know you have your opinions and you seem to have them very strongly. Now you already gave us your opinion on the country thugs, how to get them in line. From your personal experiences, tell us what it is you think is required for a man and a woman to be good to each other, so we can function together and make the moment that we have, because that's what most of us never realize. I like to tell people this all the time. No such thing as forever, because none of us live forever. But this moment that we have, if it's a good moment, tell me two things you think are required for us to have a good moment together.
I want people to have, well, if there was a choice, I would take people's visual sight away, because you have to use all the rest of your other senses, and you have to basically rely on your other senses, and you can't judge no one based on what you see. You can only judge someone based on the smell, the touch, the sound, blah, 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 blah. And someone's voice could be just as beautiful as their looks. So I would take away their visual sight. That's the first thing I'll take away. And I'll take away the rest of the junk that's floating around here in the media and the internet or whatever, and bam, there you go. It's love. Everyone's happy.
Okay.
So you're going to have dudes walking around here feeling on all the women's chests.
Maybe.
See, I told you something wrong with you. I told you something wrong with you. All right, that's 267. I'm going to go to the ladies in the 702. My 702 ladies, are you there?
We're here.
All right, I'm going to add one at a time now. I'm going to ask you a question. Ladies, y'all been through, from what y'all saying that we're all a dog, y'all been through some rough catches. But since y'all want to talk about I want to ask you a question. One at a time answer. Tell me two things that you think is required for a man and a woman to have a good moment together.
I personally think your number one thing you have to have in a relationship or to work is communication.
Okay. That's a good one.
If we can't communicate about how we feel, what we're going through, what we're doing, what I need you to do better, why it's not working for me and how to fix it, we're not going to get anywhere.
Wow.
Okay. points number two. What do you think?
I don't get to say my second item?
Oh, go ahead. I thought you was done. Okay. I didn't mean to be real.
No, I said number one. You asked me for two things. But anyways, the second item would be trust. Without trust, there is nothing.
Okay.
And now you can get voice number two.
All right, voice number two. Go ahead.
She just basically put it out there. You need trust and communication.
Okay. Now, based on your prior comment where you think all men are dogs, that kind of has
made you... I've had bad experiences with people that I loved or that they love me. But, yeah, trying to move on from the past, but it just keeps creeping back up on me.
Okay, all right. So, but you're still open to the idea of finding love, right?
At this point, I'm... find me now because I'm tired of searching because I just seem to run into simple-ass niggas, simple-ass boys.
Okay.
So I'm just going to let them find me now.
All right. Hold on. Don't go nowhere. We're going to switch to 510. Are you still with us?
I'm still here.
I got to ask you a question. Tell me two things from your experience because you say you've been through your share of bad and you've to something good. Tell me two things that you think is just so important to bring love to you.
Things that you need to do in order to have love come back to you?
Yes.
I believe that just putting love out there into the universe is the number one thing. The more you put it out there in every way, shape, or form, the more that it's going to come back to you. And I would say just be very thankful. And I think that the blessings come, you know, with those two things, the blessings come abundantly.
All right. Don't go nowhere. K. Diddy, the floor is yours, sir, the elder statesman of the show. You heard the lady's opinion, and as the learned or more experienced brother on the show, what you think? We are to get to treating each other better and being right together.
I don't know, man. For me, they got to know how to make a mean vine of sausage salad and to bring a side of some barbecue.
I cannot bring you outside.
Sardines. And, you know, you got to feed a man's stomach and his heart and his mind. You know, you got to get to know him like that.
You know, I know there was something deep buried up in there somewhere, but you always just start off with some weird crap, man. And the sausages and sardines, but that's your opinion, and you're entitled to them. So,
well, you got to have a woman that appreciates the finer things in life, man. Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all make today's show off the chain. We had an open discussion about being good to each other. One of the first things I want to say, and I hope the ladies out there, even though they dropped the call and they checked the archives, I want everybody, male and female, to know this. You got to be good to people for them to be good to you. And I see the ladies pop back in. But you can't give goodness to those that are not deserving of it. And I think that's the mistake a lot of us make, is we give good things to people who are not deserving of it. Your boy Pretty Tony has a simple saying, stripes are earned, not given. Don't give nobody no stripes that ain't worked for it. Because that's the same thing I said about the woman that I've met. You earn your stripes with your boy. I don't give them to you. You earn that. And it takes a little measure of time for us to earn these stripes. If I met you Monday, by Friday, you can't earn stripes with the kid. Because I don't know you like that. Don't issue out your love and your good intentions and your good emotions based on a whim and a prayer. I hope this one works. Let somebody earn their place in your life. Don't give it out like food stamps. Treasure it for the treasure that it is, for us to be good to each other. The next thing I want you to know is stop dragging around last year's baggage with you, because all it's going to do is burden you for next year's travel. Stop holding on to old goodbyes, because you're going to miss new hellos. That's what's wrong with most of us. If you got an issue that's been bothering you for the last 5, 10, 15 years and you ain't found a way to address it, it done ingrained itself in the very fiber of your being. You got to be bigger than that. You got to be better than that. To my brothers out there, when y'all listen to this show, I want y'all to know something. Too many of y'all dwell on too much ignorance. And ignorance has held on to our minds and our souls for far too long. If a dude walks up to you and say you're a good dude, you're uncomfortable with that. If a woman says that's a good dude right there, how can you be uncomfortable about somebody saying you're good? Because truth be told, like the young lady from the 267 said, even a thug needs love. Once again, get the book. She's a little bit fuzzy. Who is she and what is she to you? Fellas, I'm laying the game out for y'all in there. It's real simple. Don't wait till you're on lockdown to tell your woman you love her. Appreciate that which is being given to you. And for you ladies out there, because y'all tend to do this a little bit more than us fellas, even though fellas do it, stop giving out goodness and getting bullshit in return. Don't have nobody piss on you and tell you that it's raining, it's golden showers. Trust me, it's salty. Raindrops ain't salty.
How you know it's salty?
You know what I mean? What?
How you know it's salty?
You see, there you go. I'm trying to have a deep, enlightened moment, and there you go, Mr. V and the sausages over there. Question my metaphor.
Well, you're being all philosophical, you know what I'm saying. So, you know, I just had a question. But we understand and we appreciate that for real.
Yes, sir. You got to work for anything good in this life. For the young lady who's attracted to country bumpkins or country thugs, as she likes to call them, try a new cup of tea. If you keep baking the same damn cake with the same damn recipe, you can't get different results. My man K. Diddy would tell you that's called friggin' insanity. Try something new. Add a new spice to it, a new flavor. And to the young lady in the East Coast, Ma, I love your strong opinion. I love your swagger. But I'm glad you clarified it, because we can't be, you know what I mean, some people need you to treat them a certain way, because some men and women are glutton for punishment. So they don't mind somebody talking crazy to them. There's a difference between being strong and independent than being friggin' crazy. And just outright, you know what I mean, B-I-T-C-H. We got to live, we got to love, we got to laugh some more. We all do. And to y'all women out here, you know, you can't be her all the time. K. Diddy say, what you say, K. Diddy? They too manly now?
Oh, yeah, man. They forgot how to be sweet, sensitive, and voluptuous, and charming, and sugar and spice and everything nice. They forgot all of that, you know what I mean? They want to put on their boxing gloves and call men bitches, and when they get slapped down, then the man is wrong, but whew, they got it twisted.
To my brother out there in the 785 who say you got to smack him up 9 times.
Smack him, smack him, smack him.
My brother, yeah, that's what jail cells are for, but you know what? Some women are into being smacked around because they say it ain't rough. If it ain't rough, it ain't right. Just make sure you got somebody who's in the S&M and all good.
Hey, and Kate Dizzle will send you a package, homie. Just let us know where you at.
We ain't got nothing but love for you. Join us next week on Can a Player Play, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hold on. We love y'all. I see the ladies in the 702 put their hands up again. I'm going to give them a couple more minutes. 702, you want to say something?
I just wanted to say that not all of us have forgotten how to be sweet and nice, because I'm personally one of them sweet. I'm going to kill you with kindness.
There you go. That's what brothers need.
She going go to jail. Time. She going to go to jail. She going to go to jail.
Yo, we running out of time.
We
going to
send you a package too, boo.
Yo, we ain't got enough time to roll with y'all. Call back next week. The show going down. Can a player play? 646-929-2870. Man, we ain't got nothing but love for y'all. www.worldmovement.com. It's going to get funky with some world movement music up in here.
What up, nephew? It's your Uncle Snoop Dogg, man. We gotta put this Uncle Snoop's army together, man. Cause you know me, I'm an opportunist, man. I love giving opportunity, you dig me? So what I'ma do, I'ma kick it off like I know Al. And then we gon' let them come in and do what they do. Cause I gotta let you know how it is, man.
And free clapping the horn notes. Patron floats and Hennessy getting ordered up. You order cups while a bottle headed for the gut. We skunked up and funked up. Speakers jumping, people pumping fists, saying bartender keep them coming. A decent woman got a vertebrae percolating, working the damn floor and every movement you're quaking. The perk blazing with heads nodding and bobbing. Reds watching the bottles and dropping it to the bottom. Not stopping the rocking beat, knocking from the headhunters. Headhunters something for cutting and doing bad something. Yeah, we just trying to